So this is a little recording at more or less dawn. A little beach called Placcia Fonda on the Costa Brava. Mediterranean is lapping at my feet. And perhaps you can imagine yourself here, lying on little rocks, sand, creating a nook for yourself, just letting your body wedge into this surface so that your feet are almost touching the water. And these waves are so gentle. It's just like a little whisper, a little ripple, not like our Pacific or Atlantic or even the UK coastal channel. Probably hear a fishing boat coming into view. The early fisher boats out. But no tourists yet. So giving yourself permission to soften back into the sand. And letting your breath now become a little bit more clearer, more a center of your attention. And feeling the rise and the fall of your own breath, just gently rippling in, gently rippling out. Arising and falling. There's very little tidal pull in the Mediterranean. The tide comes up a little, the tide goes down. Nothing very dramatic. But imagine your feet are very close to the edge of the water, and that as you breathe in, you feel the tide coming in and just bathing those feet. And then as you exhale, the tide goes out, the breath goes out, and the feet sink a little bit more into the surface. Water just collecting around your feet, softening, blessing, bathing, healing, and just gently going back into the depths of the ocean. And then coming up, letting that tide come up just a little higher now. So as you breathe in, you feel the water touching heel and feet and back of calf up to knee. And then as you exhale, just slides back into the ocean, letting those calves soften, melt, let go of their busyness. You have the touch, this kind of benediction of the water. Coming up a little bit higher. Water now coming all the way up underneath you, around you, up until the little bum crease, right at the top of the thighs. And as you exhale, just softly, gently washing away, releasing, relaxing the bones, the muscles, the skin, the flesh, dropping you back into the sand. And then letting the water come up little bit higher, so it flows underneath heels and calves and thighs and buttocks, touching right up into that back pelvis and beginnings of the lower back. And on the exhale, sinking, softening, melting back. Touching into places that perhaps feel a little dense or hard. Inviting a sense of blessing, releasing, softening. Baptizing even. And then letting that breath goes deep down, go down into the feet still, but you feel the water just gurgling up, right up through the back, so that you're kind of suspended a little bit, floating in water as the water reaches right up to the back of the heart. Just a little moistness, a floating quality, and then as you exhale, the water flows back out, back into the ocean. The body sinks back into the sand. And now, feeling the water rising up, coming higher and higher up, so that you're floating all the way up into the tops of the shoulders, just the head still in contact with the sand, just lightly floating in the water, bathed in the breath. And then exhale, sweeping, your arms releasing back, torso, buttocks, thighs, feet, sinking back. One more time, just letting the head just stay resting on the shore, but letting everything else be a little bit suspended. And then finally, this next breath comes in, the tide comes in, and the water suspends you completely, and you're actually floating, carried by the wave, but just a marginal amount away from the bottom surface of the sea. It's very, very low tide. And then as you exhale, everything sinks back. The tide starts to move away. Just letting yourself sink. Soften your breath, perhaps coming back to more natural flow without this sense of direction. And the water there, it's very gentle rise and fall, cradling you, whispering to you, as you now just let yourself rest, listening to the sound of the sea. saying goodbye now to the sea, to the little fishing boat. And letting yourself transition to simple shavasana or meditation, or perhaps a gentle evolution into movement. Cuídate. Take care.